Let's ride.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey, yo, DJ Face Mob, turn my motherfucking mic up. Yo, it's the boss, J Chronicles, and you're listening to Ground Hard Radio. Come ride with Tini, with the host, Carter Mafioso, Miss Chief, Dope Ass Music, Angelica Scurry, Razor, E-Dub, Young Nah, King Ski, and DJ Sergeant Rock. We are Reality Radio, groundhardradio.com. Turn up for a motherfucking check. My team's still better than yours, nigga. Stop the fuckery. They should have never gave you niggas money. Ma. I am the motherfucking Black Larry King.
Lego. Larry. County, it's your boy Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Ground Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the president of GHR, Carter Mafioso, aka Face Mob, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, big bro?
Hard time. What up, world? It's your boy Carter Mafioso, aka Face Mob. The Hood Loud King, better known as the God of Divine Universal. About to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team THR and the Black Larry King. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Next up on the squad, man, next up to the microphone, we're going to take it to the West Coast because it's the motherfucking best coast. Representing that team, no filter, Bay Fresh like a motherfucker. It's the main man, Dope Ass Music, live in the building. What it do, fam, love?
Nah. Hey. Goodbye.
This nigga here, that's what's up. That's what it is. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 228, it's the 228 boy himself. It's the main man, E-Dub, E-Dizzle, live in the building. What it do, broski?
What it do? It's your boy E-Dub checking in with the Grind Hard Radio Squad, man. You already know how we coming, man. Let's get lit. What's up, family?
Let's get it. That's what's up, man. Loving the energy tonight. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 228, representing that Mississippi movement, it's our motherfucking resident DJ, the legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, Big Pimp? True.
Man, what's happening? Everybody out there in Grind Hard Radio Land, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we doing it big right here, you know what I'm saying? And I want to personally let y'all know that y'all are now in tune to another fire-ass episode of Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm talking about? So we want everybody to kick back. We want everybody to relax. And please, by all means, do not forget this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we run the Matrix round this ragless bitch. Yo, Jit, let's get into it, baby. Because we back. You know what I'm saying? And we ready to attack. Season 40, and we getting naughty. You know what I'm talking about? Let's do it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up, man. Appreciate that, DJ Sergeant Rock. Team, tonight we got a special awareness episode. We're going to be talking about systemic racism. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the topics that was submitted by your boy, E-Dub. You know, so if you're on the phone lines, y'all already know what to do. Hit us up, 323-693-3043. And if you're online, you can quarantine and chill with us and on Grind Hard Radio chat rooms. I'm going to hit y'all with a couple of tracks, man, and we're going to switch it all the way up this time. We're going to represent for Mr. Team Rock with me. It's your boy Young Nah with Ghost Don't Hide, live on Grind Hard Radio. Turn up Tuesday. Turn up for a motherfucking check. Ma.
Yeah.
Trio.
City's hottest DJ,
you're now tuned in to another episode of Grind Hard Radio with your host, Jit Chronicles, the Black Larry King, 904 Duval, stand up, Miss Chief, 61 Nina, dope ass music, Miss Angel 904. Razor, E-Dub, Nah Black, Rock with me, King Ski, from the 803 to the 910, DJ Sergeant Rock up on your block, call 323-693-3043 and press 1 to talk to the house, Grind Hard Radio.
Using 9/11 to profit off fears. Let us conceive of this. It's time for us to be strategic in our leadership. And don't believe this shit, cause we're that equality that they promise us. I don't see the balance to protect the status quo to kill Martin and Malcolm. Blue shield immunity for cops walking beats. Got brothers getting murdered in these streets. So dead constitution. You say that every man created equal. We believe you, so my people turn to you. But once you read between the lines, always seen the fines that you didn't mean nothing. What's my people left to do? It's hard out here. In the house, just relinquished every chair to Republicans, knowing that they don't care. They find a way to do what's wrong with every builder they write. Bring them hidden agendas into the light. It's in plain sight. The senses at your door. Take a couple pulls to teach them a little more. Using the statistics to keep oppression secure. I don't need conspiracy theories to be sure that the ghosts don't hide no more. Ghosts don't hide no more. I said the ghosts don't hide. Ghosts don't hide no more. Ghosts don't hide no more. I said the ghosts don't hide.
Word. Our struggles, we blame on Obama and the media blinders. Fake Ebola scares got our attention. Yeah. Let the midterms go down without a mention. Propaganda don't get scrutinized. No. You know what Congress, where the power lies. Yeah. They produce, kept us out the voting booth. They party with white faces, make decisions, and they not for me. Smell hypocrisy and it's democracy. Yeah. With a journalistic integrity, cause I don't see a lot. No. First we watch Empire to get the bias for Fox. Of a butter war pulls a point of view, not required. Meanwhile, the French down to go to fire over satire. Yeah. They wanna keep something from us, put it in the book. A USA Today to really keep it overlooked. Wake up call, the new order is in store. If you just gon' hit ignore, what the fuck they gotta hide for?
Plain sight, the senses at your door. Word. Take a couple pulls to teach them a little more. Using the statistics to keep oppression secure. I don't need conspiracy theories to be sure that the ghosts don't hide no more. Ghosts don't hide no more. I said the ghosts don't hide. Ghosts don't hide no more. Ghosts don't hide no more. I said the ghosts don't hide. In plain sight, the senses at your door. Take a couple pulls to teach them a little more. Using the statistics to keep oppression secure. I don't need conspiracy theories to be sure that the ghosts don't hide no more. Ghosts don't hide no more. I said the ghosts don't hide. Ghosts don't hide no more. Ghosts don't hide no more. I said the ghosts don't hide. Word.
I'm that chick fire. Air it out radio.
Air it
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. Air it out radio.net. Hey yo, grind hall radio. Throw another
banger on.
Hard time MC 803. God.
Taking my steps, Lord,
taking it slow,
taking it slow.
Too many times,
don't wanna go back,
don't wanna
to that lifestyle.
Taking
my steps, Lord,
taking it slow,
taking it slow.
Ain't no love no more,
ain't no love no more.
So I'm on my own,
so I'm on my own.
Cause
it's too many times.
Don't wanna go back,
don't wanna
to that lifestyle.
Taking my steps slow,
taking it slow,
taking
ain't
it slow.
Ain't no love no more,
ain't no love no more.
So I'm on my own,
so I'm on my own.
Straight up, I need a clearance. Wicked words thrown in a young mind that's seeing different. But my intentions be opposite from that opinion. I'm trying to lead a path on the road to getting millions. You look at me like I'm that of a savage. Cause I maintain that you're the one that's in pursuit of happiness. Stick to my tactics, follow my code and address. You with potential so they succeed and be the best. In my credentials, I'm a street scholar that's honest. Grew up the early days by the open air market. Got a mafia. Also got the key, so I'm a lost it. 803 bound, keep it mud and keep it posse.
Taking my steps, Lord,
taking it slow,
taking it slow.
Too many times,
don't wanna go back,
don't wanna
to that lifestyle. Taking my steps, Lord,
taking it slow,
taking
it slow.
Ain't no love no more,
ain't no love no more.
So I'm on my own.
Cause
it's too many times, don't wanna go back,
don't wanna
to that lifestyle. Taking my steps slow,
taking it slow, taking
ain't no love no more,
ain't no love no more.
So I'm on my own,
so I'm on my own.
Paint a vivid picture, discretion for inspired minds. I rode dolo
before I let a faker in my ride. It's no love, so by myself I'm a starting five. I bore new, never switch sides or dick ride. Young, I rap with real niggas now gone. I'm blowing that good game like George Adams on the saxophone. I'm hearing that I'm the baddest boy since Big died. This life a struggle when only the strong shall survive. My vision is clear, mentality is monumental. Hell better than youngers who struggle. I stay instrumental, flow with it. My flow is to uplift goals. When you rush, you make mistakes, so take it slow.
Taking my steps, slow.
Taking it slow.
Taking it slow.
Too many times.
Don't wanna go back,
don't wanna
to
go
that
back
lifestyle. Taking my steps slow.
Taking it slow.
Ain't no love no more.
Ain't no love no more.
So I'm on my own.
On my own.
Taking my steps slow.
Taking it slow. Taking it slow.
Too many times.
Too many times.
Don't wanna go back,
don't wanna
to
go
that
back
lifestyle. Taking my steps.
Taking it slow, taking it slow. It's too many traps. Don't wanna go back to that lifestyle. Taking it slow, taking it slow. Ain't no love no more. So I'm on my own.
Hard time, MT, 803.
Taking it slow, taking it slow.
My feel me low.
Don't wanna go back to that lifestyle.
King Kid,
taking it slow, taking it slow.
Grind or die.
Ain't no love no more. So I'm on my own.
That set the tone. That's a classic, baby. That's what's up. That's what it is, man. Alright, now it's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get all the latest updates. You can download the show for absolutely free on iTunes, and you can check us out in syndication on our own shit, man. We run 24/7. BeAlive365.com, man. So make sure you check out Ground Hard Radio and all past episodes of The Masturbators, Team No Filter. We got Time to Build Up on that motherfucker. Radio Divas, the very early seasons of Ground Hard Radio. So make sure you go check us out, Ground Hard Radio 24/7. Once again, that is Live365.com. You dig? Carter, you know that's my shit, right? You know what I'm saying? So I had to represent one time, man. So with that being said, we're going to run down the playlist. Yeah, we just had two bite-to-bite hits tonight. We started off the show with my brother, Mr. Team Rock Whitman. That was your boy, Young Nah, a.k.a. Nah Black with Ghost on High. I remember when Bro Ben did that song, man. And it's so funny that the shit that's going on in the world today is pretty relevant in that song. You understand what I'm saying? So salute to Nah. I know, right? Yeah. So salute. And the final track that y'all heard, the last track that y'all just heard, actually, that was my broski, Carter Mafioso, featuring King Diz with Taking It Slow. You know what I'm saying? So had to throw that. We always gotta represent with that. That's gonna always be iconic, Carter. Like for real, bro.
Taking it slow. A lot of history in that song. Ma.
Yeah, definitely.
King Diz.
Real talk, salute to you, bro. You know, he's talking out there on the Instagram. I just had to throw that out there. All right, there you feel that. There you catch it. Yeah, that's good. You know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, team, we got a great topic tonight submitted by your boy, E-Dub. And this is the funny thing, man. We're going to be talking about systemic racism. And I'm going to just be honest with y'all. I'm coming here tonight to learn from y'all, because I didn't do that much research. You understand what I'm saying? Never really heard of it before until all the shit that started going on in the last couple of months in the world with black folks and stuff like that. And I'm not even trying to be funny. I just learned how to pronounce a goddamn word when Dope told me, because I thought it was systematic racism. You know what I'm saying? So soon. For forgive me, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I didn't do much research. But when
Damn.
I was looking, this is from what I'm seeing. I saw something on systemic oppression. And the meaning of it is oppression by institution or a systematic oppression is when the laws of a place create unequal treatment of a specific social identity group or groups. Another example of social oppression is when a specific social group is denied access to education that may hinder their lives in later life. You know what I'm saying? So I might not always know the words or the terminology of shit sometimes, but I know how to break it down in my own language. You know, I'm Geechee Dan around this motherfucker.
Right.
So what it sounds like to me is still the fight that I'm fighting for, equality all across the board, whether you black, white, Latino, whatever the case may be. So, team, I wanted to be open and honest with y'all. Like, you know, tonight for me is actually a learning lesson. You know what I'm saying? Because some of this stuff is new to me. So we're going to have a good old roundtable discussion, and I would actually like to switch it up a little bit this time and start off with your boy, E-Dub. And, team, you know, you don't know, whatever you want to throw out on this discussion, anything helps at this time, because I feel like this is a certain subject that definitely needs to be talked about with the shit that's going on right now in the world, you know, in present day time. So without any further ado, I'm going to turn it over. I'm going to start off the round table with E-Dub, if you don't mind, bro.
That's what's up, Jit. Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
Systemic racism, you know, it's all around us, man, every day, you know what I'm saying? And it's a whole bunch of, you know, different levels to it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many different levels to it. It comes in different forms and fashions, man. So what, I'm glad that you said, like, you know, you try to get educated, because that's what all black people and other races should do when dealing with this, so we can know how to address it, so you can recognize it, so you know how to, you know, decipher what's going on around you. But systemic racism comes in the form of laws and regulations and stuff like that, police, you know, different things when dealing with jobs and stuff like that, with your employment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If,
I get it.
Certain attributes that you have about yourself, you know, so that you are either black or something, it could hinder you. Not saying that will hinder one, but if you have a person who is of authority over you in a job, it can affect you, because if they already have a disdain or a dislike for you because of your race, it can hinder your growth, you know what I'm saying, and development as your career path. And that in turn affects you, you know what I'm saying, on a personal level, you know.
Oh,
right. So, you know, what we should do is just be aware of how to, you know, decipher that and how to, you know, analyze it and just peep game when you are being systematic or systemically racism against. I don't even know if racism is a word, but if that shit's happening to you, you know, you need to be aware and understand how to approach it and when you're being, you know, dealt with that situation. So I'm trying to think of some more ways of examples of systemic racism.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that I've dealt with is, of course, stereotyping, you know,
mm-hmm.
Policing, jobs, you know, economics, politics, man. You know, it's so many angles you can look at from, man.
Absolutely.
I probably won't be able to go in depth into everything, but, you know, it's definitely around you, and we just need to be, you know, aware of what's happening, man, because systemic racism affects all of us. You know, probably not everybody individually, but as a group, you know, it definitely affects us all, you know. So if a black person doesn't feel like they've been systemically, you know, attacked by racism, it's probably because they, you know, don't realize that it's happening, you know. So I would like to, you know, see what some of the other fellas think about
mm-hmm.
some examples of systemic racism, because I probably can't highlight them all right now off the top of my head. I didn't really take notes on it like that, but, you know, I did want to, conjure up this whole conversation so we can dive in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt. And that was well said, bro. And I appreciate that. And just to throw my quick little 2 cents in, I just want to just say that this is just completely random. Again, and I'm going to stand by this, I feel like a white person does not have the same experience with the police that a black person does. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
That's what I wanted to put out there. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Again, but if we're going to talk about that, I always say, let's talk about everything. I had a good conversation with a buddy of mine who's also a store manager at Dollar General. And we are the NWA. We the niggas with attitude of Dollar General, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? So we had a good conversation. We had
okay.
a good conversation. And
okay.
You know, we want equality all across the goddamn world. Goddamn, we're going to one time for the brother of the black man. But no, all jokes aside, E-Dub, that was very well said, bro. And even that just gave me an extra understanding. Because like I said, a lot of times you can't put shit into words. You know, I go by how I speak. I'm country than a motherfucker, you know. So I don't know. I might not know how to pronounce it, but I know what some of that shit means. You know what I'm saying? So
right
there, bro.
Right.
We go keep it moving around the round table, and we are going to throw it to Cartamafioso, Divine You. What's your thoughts?
No doubt.
Systemic racism.
I see that as being like dealing with the system. You got a chain of command. You know, you got an upper level, you got a lower level, you know. You got laws before you have any, any order, you got to have law. And once you make the law, you got the law set up to where it'll govern the people, you know. And when it governs the people, you got different labels of people, you know, to form your little corporation or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's all a business. When you look at everything from the states, from the jobs, from the police, to the fire department, to any occupation that it is, it's a job from the lower end to the high end. You know what I'm saying? And everybody got a job to do to make the job have production. You know what I'm saying? So what it's about is who can capitalize and who can capitalize on what. You know, some people capitalize on wealth. Some people capitalize on health. You know what I'm saying? But somebody get confiscated for any failures or any gains. You know, because it's like a ratio. And what we are, the people, we're like the experimentees or the test dummies that all this stuff can run on, quote-unquote, the economy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because the people make the world go round. The people govern the states, the cities. You know, we just don't know our power. And that's why they want us to vote and get involved with city council and get involved with the legislators, you know, who make laws, you know, for the cities and far as buildings and zoning, you know, we can have a part in that. Like, we don't know a lot of rights that we have by just going to city council or just going to our meetings in the community to find out what laws that set up for you personally and whatever you got going on in your life. You know, it's a law set up for everybody in America because they made a law as far as the Constitution. They made that to protect them from doing a lot of good and bad. But it depends on who you are and what category you fall up in. So it's definitely a black and white issue. You got the Jim Crow issue. You know what I'm saying? You got the segregation issue. You got, it's always going to be division. You know what I'm saying? As long as you got two or more people, it's going to be a division. Okay,
right.
Some people divide and conquer, and some people have unity. We all know unity overwhelms, you know, any type of adventure. So when you got a group of people, you know, like you got 5% of the people believing this way, 10% of people doing it this way, 85% of the people doing it that way. So the majority of the population might be like, okay, let's get over on the poor, or let's get over on minorities, or let's get over on people who really don't have no chance. You know, you got more people, like you got 10% of them people that just want some money. 85% of people don't know what the hell's going on. You know, you got 5% of people who know what's going on, but when they try to tell 85% of people who don't know what's going on, we don't really believe it, or we can't really grasp on it because we so used to growing up how we was raised and how grandma did it and how mama did it, and they didn't teach us about credit. It's a lot of stuff we, you know, we get. I call it ghetto superstitious, or ghetto, you know, ghetto superstitions ain't nothing but doing things that you did when your grandma was here or your uncle was here or your sister, you know, that's the stuff we hold on to, and we respect and love our people so much that it might hinder us from getting that promotion or raise or, you know, our lifestyles and the way we brought up and the way we was living. We might not think, you know, we might feel we getting disrespected or handled wrong, but it might not be that way. It might be that's how the system is set up wherever we at. So we just got to adjust and adapt to whatever system, and then, you know, find our ways to add on. Because that's how I figured, like, okay, you can help a motherfucker grow, but then, okay, while I'm with you, let me learn a little bit of what got you there. Take my little steps, but be quiet, because I know it takes like 2 to 3 years for your shit to start, you know, for your own shit to start bopping up. But right now, okay, you got people that want the economy to fall. Okay, you got people that don't want the economy to fall. Okay, now the people that want the economy to fall gets paid off of the economy falling. But that's the higher end. You feel what I'm saying? So most people that's in the higher end is pushing this racism, pushing no justice, pushing no freedom, and pushing no equality. You know, and they all they want is us to have a hard time, hunger, and out of doors. You know what I'm saying? So long as that pushed in and break up the black families, you know, or hell, break up all families the way, you know, the woman just, you know, the man out there got to get it how he live. It's set up that way, but it's a system, okay? 9 times out of 10, if whoever falls victim to that system, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be a production of that environment. You know what I'm saying? So it's all a system set up to either destroy you or make you fall or confuse you. Viruses and chaos and all that causes confusion. And when people confuse, you know, they do stuff they don't really mean to do, and they do stuff act out of fear, false evidence appearing real. So it's like more of a acting out of action more than acting out of, okay, how are we going to end this, you know, or how can we make the situation better, you know what I mean? But you got one or two people that be like, okay, come on, we're going to do this. But you got four other people that ain't with what you with. So it's a division that comes in, you know what I'm saying? So
that's well said,
you know,
bro.
It's stripping numbers. Yeah, you know, it's stripping numbers. So whoever got more to say, like with the protests and all this shit, motherfuckers is making a difference because it's a lot of people agreeing on the same thing, that unity. You know what I mean? So you got to get us in the offices. You know, we got to stop trying to be hard and put on suits and go into these city council meetings, you know, and get involved. And you never know, might run for your city or your area.
Yeah.
People going to vote for you. Okay, we know you with what I'm with. So then that's how you get people to vote for you. Now we got somebody that's in the meetings with the other, remember I said there's levels to the shit. Now we got somebody that's sitting in the table with the people. You know what I'm saying? Like with Jay-Z, Kanye West, and all that. You know, Trump said, fuck that. You got these niggas in the meeting, in the room with us? You know what I'm saying? Nah, we got to change this shit. Motherfuckers are
right.
Falling. You know, you don't hear nothing from the stars or nothing right now. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, everybody money in jeopardy, but that's a system of racism to, okay,
right.
make these black business fall or make these self-owned business owners fall by the best way they can, unless they got to come to us to get the money. Loans, insurance, PPE, whatever type thing you need, you know what I'm saying, to help you out, but I'm still in your pocket. So that's a form of racism too, because they know this man ain't going to come up but 1/3% of his money back because the pandemic's still going on. He's still going to need me at least 3 more years of this. You know what I mean? So it's a systematic racism, but it's a chain of command on all levels with the
right,
two.
Right, right.
You
know. Well, I like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add to what Carter was saying, bro. I feel where you was coming from when you say, like, hey, man, you know, start going to these city council meetings. Maybe your voice could be heard. Because to be honest with you, just a little quick story. Right before the show started, it was me, Dope, and Rock on the line. And Rock was talking about, hey, you know, shit, America might be shut back down again in the next 2 weeks. And so what I'm struggling with right now, and not to change the subject too much, we got the coronavirus shit going on, right, where the you know,
right.
The fucking numbers are going up every fucking day. So right here in Duval County, these niggas down here, they struggling with the fact that whether they want to open up the beaches on the 4th of July. And I'm over here sitting like, my nigga, if I was on the board, nigga, nah, we ain't opening no beach because if we open
hell
the
no.
Fuckers, y'all
that's
niggas
right.
Gonna pile down there like roaches. Y'all ain't gonna follow directions. Y'all ain't gonna social distance, nigga, is closed. That way we ain't got no fucking problem. And I feel like that's what's wrong with America today, too. We always want to negotiate
right.
With the motherfucker. Everything you can't negotiate. Nigga, I said this
right.
Shit closed. It's closed. You take your ass down there, you're going to motherfucking jail. Point blank, period. You understand what I'm saying? So for you to say that,
right.
Bro, I thought that to myself, too. I'm like, well, goddamn, if I was on the city council, I know my voice would be heard. So that's why I'm doing more things visually, because my voice will be heard. You know what I'm saying? So that was just some real shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Cut the thugging out for one day. Put the beef aside for one day, man, and stand up for your fucking community. Because we can't
right.
Change shit. You know,
and
so
then at the same time, while this coronavirus, you right. You know what I'm saying? Because if everybody would have just practiced social distancing, then we wouldn't even be having this problem. Because the shit
the
is still
place, right.
In the air. You know what I'm saying? The shit is still floating around. You know what I'm saying? We don't know when this pandemic is going to be over with. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, with the Black Lives Matter movement and all this whole extra shit going on, you know what I'm saying? Now they in the process of shutting this motherfucker down again. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's really going to cripple America,
that.
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real.
Well, hey, we just got a mandate yesterday starting at 5 p.m. yesterday where, you know, motherfucker ain't going to jail, but we got to wear masks here in Duval County. And the problem I'm having with Mayor Lenny Kerr, last week, nigga, you just said, hey, well, we ain't going to do all that. We ain't going to make a mandatory. And then here we go. A week later, you do a press conference. You ain't even there, nigga. You send another bitch to speak for you. You understand what I'm saying? I would have respected the nigga if last week he was going to say, hey, y'all niggas get ready to wear these motherfucking masks, that's what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? That's how I respect the real
right.
Motherfucker. Just say what it is. Don't go to switch
right.
And backpedaling and shit, you know, a week later. Say what the fuck it is. Stand firm in your word. Keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, a lot of this shit is about money. Y'all just want y'all fucking economy open. You understand what I'm saying? And we losing lives at the same time. But I ain't mean to get too much off track, team. You know, just some of my personal
things.
Oh,
you good,
appreciate
man.
That.
This shit
Carter,
that
was a mouthful, bro. Yeah, I learned some shit from
for
what
real.
You said, bro. You know, so salute to
hell
you on
yeah.
That. Mob.
Chill.
We're going to keep this thing moving, man, on down the line. We're going to throw it to Dope Farrakhan around this motherfucker. Dope, what you want to put in on the topic, bro? All
right, well, you know, I'm Dope Douglas today. I'm Dope Douglas today.
Dope Douglas.
Dope
I like
Douglas.
That. Got a little ring to it. Go ahead.
Dope Douglas. Okay. Preach, Dope.
All right. So, we're gonna take a little history lesson. All right, so after the emancipation of slaves in 1865, which really didn't emancipate slaves because it was in none of the areas that we controlled, okay, it was just something to keep the European countries from going on the side of the South, because the South had all the cotton, which cotton and textiles was important in Europe because that's where all the fashions was coming from, right? The aristocrats. So after that, right, after the slaves were freed, there was a period of time, it's called Reconstruction. I posted a lot of it on my page today because, you know, that's what I'm trying to incite people to read. Even if you don't like it, you know, at least click on it to read it. All right, so what transpired was blacks were freed. They gave the government says, all right, we're going to create this thing called the Freedmen Bureau. Freedmen Bureau is supposed to help facilitate freed blacks into land, education, and acclimation in American society. Okay? Their budget was the same amount that it cost the Civil War for 1 week. That's all they gave them. Right? Federal government seized a whole bunch of land from the South, from the Confederates. They gave the black people the land. That's where the 40 acres and a mule comes from, right? So after the white people down, the white Southerns was like, okay, fuck that. We gonna kill as many black folks as we can. We gonna do everything we can to keep these motherfuckers, because we're not gonna go for this, right? They're not gonna go for this. After a while, they was like, okay, well, black folks, we're going to have to take this land back from y'all, and y'all going to have to get into some type of agreement with the white folks to work the land. You're going to get a wage. But, of course, what, 25 cents a day? You're getting paid a wage. You're not technically a slave, but you're still working on the same land you were working before for free. Okay? That was one way of systemic racism. Okay?
Right.
Then you got, okay, after the federal government steps back in, because Andrew Johnson was bullshitting because he's from the South, federal government, Congress comes back into office. They're like, fuck that. The radical Republicans was like, fuck that. We're not going for that. We're going to make some serious changes. We don't like this shit. All right? So they passed the 14th Amendment. All right? So now, Blacks now, for the first time, have the right to vote, have the right to get property. They have all these rights, same rights as white folks. Matter of fact, South Carolina was the first state to have a black senator. There was more blacks in South Carolina than whites. That's why there was a black senator from South Carolina. All right?
Interesting.
So now, we cool. We bubbling. We, you know what I'm saying? We getting land. We opening up schools. Matter of fact, Fisk University was the first black college. It was to teach people to read, because if you keep people from knowing how to read,
right,
you know, they can't move forward, which is another
right.
form of systemic racism.
That's
so
right, though.
For about a good 10 years, we bubbling. Then all of a sudden, the Klan said, fuck this. We ain't going for this shit no more. As a matter of fact, in order for the actual Confederate states to come back into the Union, they had to ratify the 14th Amendment. Otherwise, slavery would have never ended, technically.
Right.
Ratifying the 14th Amendment.
Right. They had to get rid of that shit.
They had to get rid of it. All right, so then they was like, fuck that. We got black codes. We got the Ku Klux Klan. We're going to go back to killing these motherfucking niggas. And we're going to... Now, here's what happened. Black woman is in a car. She's on the rail, on the train, and she wants to sit with the white folks. Technically, she can do this, right? Technically, she can do this. The train porter and the engineer, they drag her out of the whites only section and put her back. She sues. She wins at the local level. She wins at the city level, but she does not win at the state level. They said
right.
because it's a mob, not an actual entity that's stopping her. They're not infringing on her rights. Hence the reason why we have what's called state rights. The federal government cannot come in. That's why the dog whistle for Southern states is state rights. Anytime you see a president saying state rights, every president since then has mentioned state rights, which is basically we're not going to infringe on your livelihood and your ability to systematically oppress black folks in your area. Hence the reason why we're able to have Jim Crow laws. The reason.
Also, right.
So if you take all this away, right, so now we can't own property. We can't do this. So the number one way for people to incur wealth in the United States is land. So if I say that you can't have no land, or I keep you from getting land, I am keeping your generations from accumulating wealth. That's why the wealth disparity between black folks and white folks is almost 6-1.
Right.
That occurred all the way up into, that occurred all the way up until, let's say, 1940, after World War II. They said, okay, you know what? We're going to build all these housings because we want y'all to live close to the manufacturing so we can make these weapons for the war. Blacks and whites lived in the same area. They couldn't live in the same building, but they could live in the same area. The housing was funded by the federal government. Okay.
Right.
So after that, they was like, you know what? Shit, this shit ain't gonna work. We don't want these niggas, living next to us. So I tell you what, we're gonna build a whole bunch of houses outside of the city, and only white people can get these houses. Black folks have to stay in the subsidized housing. That's why that's why black folks live in the projects. Because only white folks was able to get loans. You could not. It is in the bylaws still. You could not sell a house to a black person in these areas. And then what do you do? Okay, we're going to take all the jobs out of the city and move them out. So now there's no jobs. There's no income. Y'all, what else we going to do? Okay, we're going to take trade out the schools. Now niggas can't get trades. You could be a plumber, engineer. There's no more trade. So now, systematically, they're making it hard for black folks to accumulate wealth, accumulate job skills. They're breaking up the family. These are all systemic. This is how they
sprinkling a little crack.
Then the crack. Oh, then the whole crack. The whole three strikes law, war on crime, and why is it that crack is you can get 10 years more for crack than cocaine, even though cocaine and crack have the same amount. It's systemic. So we went from 700,000 inmates to over 2 million inmates, and majority of those are black and brown because crack was sold mostly in the inner cities. Cocaine is sold outside of the inner cities.
Right.
These are all systematic. So now here you get to 2020, right? 2020. Right now is the best time to get our reparations because everybody is looking at it. Everybody's woke. Every other race has gotten reparations except for black folks.
Right.
And the most hypocrisy that I've seen of this country is we protested South Africa for their apartheid, yet we have our very own right here.
Right. Right.
Check out those.
Drop the mic.
That's right,
the mic.
Woo.
Dope Doug.
Now you are absolutely right.
So first, I'm gonna just ask you this. Basically, in a nutshell, systemic racism been going on for centuries. Is that what you say?
For centuries.
Oh yeah.
Very clear.
Since the beginning of the slave trade.
Since the beginning.
Because we were sold as property. You know what I'm saying? We was goods to somebody else. And they bought us, and they traded us off, and they sold us, and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
don't
for
really
real,
that
for
shit
real.
To try,
like,
bro.
This shit deep, man.
That's why Muhammad Ali renounced his name in the first place, because, you know, he said that it was like, you know, the name of a slave owner, which put their names on their property, which was black folks, which is why, you know, some people change their names, you know, just to throw that in.
No doubt. That's real. That's what's up.
Property.
Yeah. Dope. Was that all you had for us, bro? Because that was well said, my nigga. You took that one home with it.
Yeah, man, the biggest thing is when I was seeing right now, I am so proud of America, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been more proud of America as of right now. We're exposing the racist. White folks are actually learning about their privilege and their neglect and their ignorance on race. Everything, we're focused. It's better than it was in the 60s because at every single time that there's any type of major movement when it comes to black culture, you got to have white people involved. And the reason why is because they're the majority and it's all related to voting, right? Voting. Voting and money. If you don't have the votes, you don't have the money, you have to have allies. That's the reason why we call white folk that support our movement allies. But it comes to a point now where you got so many white people, Latin people, Asian, they're seeing that, you know what, at one point in time, Asians were oppressed. Irish were mm-hmm. oppressed. They weren't even considered white people. Irish were repressed. And one of the biggest things that systemic racism, the only way that they could actually get the poor white folks to get on board, because in the beginning, after the Civil War, poor white people and poor black people actually worked together. The only way they were able to break that was because they said, you know what, white man, you are better than this black person. Even though you're just as poor, even though you're just as ignorant, you're better. Can't tell you how they're better. They're just better. And that's how they were able to remove the systemic racism and keep it going, because rich white people and poor white people both believe that they were better than black. So if you have everybody together to oppress black folks, that's why you got the systemic racism.
Boom. Ooh, that's real, man. We got to go down this panel some more. You know what I'm saying? We got some more cast members.
Don't
let me see. You did that, man. You know what I'm saying? You definitely did that.
I'm talking about
he broke that bit all the way down. That's straight up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep it moving on down the panel, and we're going to throw it to our special guest co-host, King Ski. Oops, I forgot he's not here.
No!
But I like Ski, though. I like Ski. Yeah, that's my dog. That's my dog. Nah, you know, give him a pass. All right, we're going to throw it to our next special guest co-host, Kano the Pyro. Oh, shit, he ain't here either.
No.
But, you know, he was so boring last season, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not surprised. He was, every time I turned on the radio, I was bored. But that's just me. We're going to keep it moving, man, and we're going to throw it to Ma. Yeah, I fell asleep. We're going to throw it to our resident DJ at the end of the discussion. Don't make that speechless, boy. I think the whole America is speechless. But, yeah, I said it. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. Sweat 19, man. I was asleep. But we're going to throw it to our resident DJ Trumpet Rock.
that was some real shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about you dropped some real, real, real knowledge and science on these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit been going on too long. Now, I'm just speaking on my behalf. You know what I'm saying? I don't dig any kind of oppression. I don't dig it. You know what I'm saying? Because when you oppress a people, you know what I'm saying? You hold them back from being great. You know what I'm saying? And I think nobody should have the power to hold a race of people or a nation of people back just because they feel that they're superior. You know what I'm saying? I don't dig no type of an oppression. You know what I'm saying? I don't care who's been oppressed in our lives. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we suffer the most of it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't care who has been oppressed. Obviously, some shit was done that was not right. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't right from the get-go. You know what I'm talking about? So that's all I'm going to say on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm against any kind of oppression. Any kind of oppression, whether it be systematic or verbal or physical, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I'm against all types of oppression, period. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel that that's not right. You know what I'm saying? And it's not right in the eyes of a lot of people right now because, you know, everybody's so-called waking up. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to say this, as far as the white people go. Now, every time a black man starts a movement, white people have to have their hands in it. Because like Dope say, it's all about money. You know what I'm saying? But now, I want to say this. What if we start our own shit and we keep these white folks out of it so they don't fuck it up? Because as long as I've been living on this planet, white folks have had hands in shit and they did as much as they wanted to do. They didn't go above and beyond. You know what I'm saying? But the niggas are still allies with these motherfuckers. So that's the reason, and that's part of the reason why we're in the conditions that we're in. You know what I'm saying? Okay, that's just like the Black Lives Matter movement. All right, it started out black, but now it's white. You might as well call it the white people movement because black people don't control this shit no more. You see what I'm saying? How about we start our own shit where we can say we're black owned, we're black funded, and we're black bred, and then we can, you know, produce change. But as long as these white folks have their hands in our shit, we ain't gonna never see it because we've never seen it. Even with the NAACP, we ain't never seen it. You know what I'm saying? We ain't never seen it. So I just want to put that out there. You know what I'm saying?
I understand
that some white people are going to be down with this, and that's cool. But I'm talking about let's start our own movement separate from them. You know what I'm saying? Because we already got enough to worry about with the niggas fucking it up, so we ain't got to worry about the niggas and the white people fucking it up. You know what I'm saying? Shit, let's deal with us. You know what I'm talking about? That's all I wanted to put out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm tired of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you got white people in black clothes, spray paint graffiti, Black Lives Matter on buildings, and all that old shit. And we didn't ask them to do that. You know what I'm saying? We did not ask them to do that. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm telling you, bro, this shit crazy, man. This shit crazy.
I feel you. No doubt. It's real.
I feel like we do need white people not only for the financial and the support to, you know, that if they want to support financial, but also their voices too. Because white people will listen to other white people before they listen to black people. You know what I'm saying? They can reason with them better than somebody, you know what I'm saying, who not like them. Like if a black person try to tell them about a movement or history about the plight of the black man, they probably won't be inclined to listen as quickly. You know what I'm saying? If a white man is telling them and empathizing with them and speaking their language, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they might,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He might listen if it's a father and a son talking or a co-worker talking or two friends talking, and then they just get on the subject, and then, you know, one goes to telling the other one, yeah, man, I feel like this about the Black Lives Matter movement, and they might disagree about it, and he might educate a white man about it. You know, I'm not saying he might change his mind or his heart, but he'll probably just tell them, you know what I'm saying, the truth, or just give him the facts, you know, so I feel like we need it. I'm not saying we don't need them to be out there riding and tearing up shit in the name of black people, making it look like us.
Right. That's all I'm saying. Don't set yourself up for failure, because that's only going to set us up for failure. Because you already know when America brings the hammer down, they're going to come down harder on the black man than it is the white man. You see what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Now, that's true of what you said. That's true of what you said, though, E-Dub. But I'm still with the let's start our own shit. You know what I'm saying? fuck these crackers.
All right, so we definitely go in. We definitely go in to discuss it right
there. It's a movie with that title, man. It's a movie. I don't know if y'all seen it on social media real quick, man. It's a movie.
Oh, my God.
The Pig. A reversal role of slavery, but the black man and the black people are the slave owners, and the white people are called crackers, and they the slaves.
Right.
That's a lot.
Right.
That's a lot. All right. Well, you know, it is internet radio, reality radio team, but we still want to tread lightly. So with that being said, I will say this. This has definitely been a learning experience for me because, as I said at the top of the show, you know, it was a lot of shit that I was just ignorant to the fact, too. So I feel like everybody that spoke tonight and everybody that had an opinion and everybody that stated facts, you know what I'm saying, I received it and I learned something, you know what I'm saying? So just salute to y'all, panel, you know what I'm saying, and salute to you, E-Dub, for even wanting to bring this topic, you know, have a conversation about it because you know how I feel, man. When you talk about race, when you talk about religion, when you talk about, you know, people's sexuality, it opens up doors. You understand what I'm saying? It, you know,
right.
You can't never say the right answer, or you can't never say the wrong answer. You understand what I'm saying? So for us to be bold enough to talk about this, I mean, that's just show how far we coming, you know. So I just want to salute to everybody on the panel. And it definitely was a learning experience, you know what I'm saying? So salute to all y'all, man. And that's definitely what's
true.
With that being said, man, y'all make sure y'all hit us up 323-693-3043, or you can log on to the official website. That's groundhogradio.com. Team, this is a special 90-minute episode. We got about 30 minutes left in the show. So right now, I think we all do a break real quick, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to take a quick intermission, and right now I'm going to throw it to the main man, Dope Ass Music. Anything you want to get into, good brother, we can definitely do that. So what you got for us? Make sure y'all keep it locked.
Hey.
True.
Well, you know, my lousy no good kid, he over here working on his mixtape. So, you know, he's forcing me, like Kata did with, you know, with Kelly the Carolina, to make him some beats. So he's doing the Suge Knight on me like Kata did. He got a new joint. You know, I want to get the opinion. I want to get the opinion of the panel. See, you know, seeing where he at. See if he, he's doing a good job so far.
That's what's up.
So you know, the song is called "Here We Come." So you know, the great thing about, you know, my son is he's experimenting with all type of different beats, all type of different styles, which I love. Something I can't do. I can't, you know, just be on any type of beat. You know, you can only kill people on certain type of beats, but you know, he can flow on anything. Hey, Jim, you mind playing that "Here We Come"?
All right, and that's from Duffel by Dorino, right? All right, let me see what the music.
Oh, yeah,
let me roll. Let me roll on down now, though.
Oh shit! Here we go.
I don't know when the mixtape is going to drop. It's just it's called "Heir to the Throne," the mixtape.
No doubt. All right. Well, somebody roll their windows up. Now, y'all know I'm trying to be, because some of these songs, did I upload it? Did you upload it? What the fuck am I looking? And we could have just kept going.
You probably didn't even see it in your email, Jay. You probably didn't even see it in your email.
I didn't see it in the email then. What else do we got?
Yeah,
you could have kept it on you.
We got two socks. By my offspring. Shout out to my son. He's showing his sensitive side on this one. Shout out to my son.
Let's get it. Ground Hard Radio. Turn up for a check. Bob.
You now listening to Ground Hard Radio. Reality Radio. We're on every Tuesday and Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1 a.m. Eastern.
Eastern Standard Time. Oh, and who am I? You also got DJ Sergeant Rock, Just KP, Kata Mafioso, Jet Chronicles, Miss Chief, Angelica Scurry, Peter Later Boss, and Nah Black. Call in at 323-693-3043. Bay Area Stand Up. Yee!
I did, to your credit, I did miss the email, but we'll have that all right and tight on Thursday. But I like that track, though.
Man, you know, you know, the craziest thing is, he was like, I don't know, Pop, if I really like that song. I said, first of all, I wouldn't spend my money on mixing it if I didn't like the song. I said, number two,
right.
I said, it's a grown man song. You're talking, you know, you're talking to your chick. I said, it's a grown man song. It's like, you know, your version of Ride or Die Chick, right?
I said,
it's a good song. So, shout out to him, though. Yeah, I don't know whoever made that beat. That beat was phenomenal, though. I don't know whoever made that beat. That beat was phenomenal.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either.
You know?
That's what's up.
Right.
I know, right? But good job, nephew. Good job, man. All right. This is Grind Hard Radio. Make sure y'all hit us up 323-693-3043. Or you can log on to the official website. That's groundhardradio.com, man. Make sure you tune in this Thursday night. You know what I'm saying? We got an exclusive interview with independent recording artists. We got a young man coming through the building this Thursday, man, by the name of YSN Slugger. You know what I'm saying? So hey, we'll interview him. We back on our interviews team. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of shit planned for this season. But in the meantime, team, we're going to get into some more of these hits. And right now, I want to throw it to my broski, E-Dub. Bro, before you request your track, man, what I wanted to ask you in the last episode, because I can't say, man, I actually saw you out there protesting, marching, making a difference in your community. I just wanted to ask you, bro, what compelled you to do that?
Man, it's just my desire to see the shit change, to see the world change, man. You know what I'm saying? And I was just wanting to just be a part of it, man. And just, I went out there and it was an experience, but I could realize it was like, you know, a spiritual experience in a sense. And not that day I was out there and there was all a whole bunch of people, because it was like a few protests I went to. It was actually a smaller one. And it was a old man out there, man. That man was like in a electric wheelchair, man. He was out there holding up a sign. And it was a woman out there, her son. She said her son had died or something at the hands of police brutality, you know, right here in the city, you know, a few miles down from where I live. And, you know, she was out there protesting, man. And it was just people out there just, you know, genuine people, man. You know, it just really touched me, bro. And I was just like, man, I was just wanting to be a part of that and just shine a light on it any kind of way I could, you know what I'm saying, to try to bring awareness, man. You know, I know it was just a protest, but you know, it made a difference. You know, I feel like, you know, people seen us and heard us, you know, and shit, you know, I was with it, you know, I'm glad I did it.
Hey, it takes courage, bro, so I want to salute you first of all for that. Yeah, I admire you about that, bro, and it's also inspiring to the next man, you know what I'm saying? So, salute, because you was definitely out there, bro. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what it is. E-Dub, anything you want to get into, bro, we can definitely do it. What you got for us? Mom.
Man. Get some of these hits, man. Run that I Got Action, man, because we all about that action on Ground Hard Radio, man.
Okay, I got action.
God damn it,
Mark. Formally introduce that.
We in our pursuit
for you, Broski. Yeah.
Trill. Oh yeah.
Mark.
What's up, man? It's your boy E Dub, man. 228 playing this thing, win with my Ground Hard Rail, my Ground Hard Radio fam, man. We in this thing. We finna drop that. I Got Action, man. Y'all lock in, man. Bam, bam.
Let's get it. Ground Hard Radio, turn up for a motherfucking check.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? It's the good neighbor, Peter Lay, the boss. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
I got it.
I got it.
I got it.
Yeah.
Take one.
What up?
Don't cut this creepy, bro.
Yeah.
I got it.
Make it say damn, take a heart like that, damn, damn, like it's his friend, going hard for a fan.
Yeah, you know who I am, even though so woke like what? Keep my music turning shit up. I swear I'm never giving it up. No support, I'm feeling my scheming, but you'll never see me giving up. Be glad that I'm taking my dreams. I used to ain't give a fuck. Giving the real, that's how I feel. This is my testimony. My life story, been a long journey. Never by my lonely God for me, so who up against me? Through all the pain I gained, in a sense it was good for me. It made me stronger, my fire burning. I'm still learning, long as my heart pumping, makes me triple with my soul. And it show all through my flow. When I'm lit, I'm up in it. I'm representing, cause sky's the limit. Keep your head to the sky and surpass what they thought was your limit.
One and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP, and I'm live right here on Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us, 323-693-3043.
Hey, hold on, hold on, what was that?
One more time, 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio.
Take off. Why advocate for a holiday Billy was already celebrating? Just like strange fruit on trees with blood on leaves, the black soul leaks in the streets. Our community retreats so passively bold while they actively dig
for white gold.
Black soul, dead in the street, that's white gold. I go Michael, 2-4, LeBron James, okay, what's up, shut up, you rap, me too, this you, shut up, damn, bitch nigga don't touch my slab, damn, bitch nigga better catch a cab. I go on and on and on, on and on and on, on it, plug in like a pony, boy show me my pony. I'm a product of the one time that didn't use a condom. My grandma taught me. Always put the fat back in the collars. Too much so. When I'm cooking in the mix, where I got the neck bones on the album. It's a war going on outside, and my mom will be home. We can get pulled over, get shot for a phone now. They been confusing shit for guns for years. They see us in their dreams, our skin, they fear. I close my eyes to avoid losing my mind. Why I feel as if I am one of a kind. But these flows different. I don't ride like them. See my drugs different. us to reveal to y'all who can we trust now. So we hit licks, making ends meet with justice. Systematically oppressed us, compressed us with concrete. Can't even get clean water, can't even feed our daughters. And the nigga wanna test these waters, cause he too ain't got clean water. So he bust gas and I bust back in that. Black soul, dead in the street, that's white gold. I go Michael, 2-4, LeBron James. Okay, what's up? Shut up, you rap, me too. This you, shut up. Damn, bitch nigga don't touch my slam. Damn, bitch nigga better catch a cab. I go on and on and on, on it. On and on and on, on it. Plugged in like opponents. Boy, show me my opponent. Bandana on, they said that I'm rootless and stupid. I was rocking suits, they said I was too good and clueless. They were blackballing cause they couldn't grasp this movement. Since you got all these answers, then why the fuck did you do this? I was chosen. Bustin' like an old Laker, it's magic. 6'6", dead rap was my closest friend, been the plot twist. Only thing I got for school was a bad liver. Still need most to kill her. Take away this yesterday and turn up on tomorrow. Out of Hillsboro, next day is ATL. My test spied, I hope these cops don't inspire me. Just take me to jail, ain't new to me, they frame me. Label me now, I'm part of the system. These old heads telling me to straighten up. I fight you right in this cell, bruh. You made me cold. I wanna be like you when I was 6 years old. Then you caught the man that broke into our apartment home. Superman to me, you fooled me. Lied to me and behold, that kid was only 11 years old. It's cold. Black zone, dead in the street, that's white gold. I go Michael, 2-4, LeBron James. Okay, what's up? Shut up, you rap, me too. This you, shut up. Nigga, don't touch my slab. Damn, bitch nigga better catch a cab. I go on and on and on, on it. On and on and on, on it. Plugged in like opponents. Show me my
opponent. They call it modern day business, modern day archaeologists. Henrietta Lacks sells chemists and physics shit. They do this shit, picture it vividly, right out your front door. Live for this, dig for it rigorously. Your conscience already know. Did it ever occur that an ankara resemble a female sex symbol? I ain't talking about a porn star. Open your mind, get guided. On star, you are the gold and your soul is a bright star. Don't let them wrangle you up, branch, red far. Just keep following the drinking gourd. We came this far. Yeah. From pirate odds to battle scars to stereotype rims of box cars. From poverty, illiteracy, the list goes on and on and on. Silent protest could spark a conversation to make them think a war is on. Yeah. In reality, we just get distracted from social media reaction. Word. Taking our prized possession. Meantime, we blind, thinking it's blame. Furthermore, we remorse, a more history. I guess we like the finer things. Riddle me that, huh?
All right, man, it's Grind Hard Radio. Make sure y'all hit us up 3693-3043 with your last minute shout outs, you know what I'm saying? Or you can get to the official website, that's grindhardradio.com. That last track was your boy Just KP featuring Tony Cruz with Black Soul, you know what I'm saying? And before that, that was your boy E Dub with I Got Action, you know what I'm saying? So hey, we had to slam that real quick. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? King, we in the wind now time.
True.
So, we're going to go ahead and get into the final track of the night. We come back, we do our shout-outs, and we're going to roll the hell up out of here, man. We got an all-new episode this Thursday of Grind Hard Radio featuring independent recording artist YSN Slugger. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get all up in this business this Thursday, so make sure y'all tune in for that. Final track of the night goes to... And can I get a drum roll, please?
Can we get some drums, please? Can we get some drums, please? Can we get some drums, please? Can we get some drums, please?
That's what it is, man. All right. Quick side note, man. Dope had to go see the head doctor. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, nigga need his head checked.
Oh, about, Lord Jesus.
And I'm talking about the one that got the small brain in it. Very small. You know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, final track of the night goes to... final track of the night goes to... I didn't even know how to come up with a joke off that. But nevertheless, the final track goes to... And it's only like, right, man, we're going to give our final track of the night to our resident DJ, DJ Sergeant Rock. Anything you want to get into, broski, we can definitely do that. You got it. Just give me a minute to scroll. I need to get the right track. We in a good space.
Hey, let's go to the package. Let's dig off in this package, you know what I'm saying?
Lord,
yeah. Pleasure. Yeah, let's dig off in this package. And we gonna go with all right, let's shoot their ass, you know what I'm saying? We gonna shoot, you know what I'm saying, by the Strangers. You know what I'm talking about? We're gonna get into this shit, you know what I'm saying? For real.
DJ Sergeant Rock.
Produced by Blue Magic. You know what I'm saying? This is Shoot by the Strangers. You know what I'm saying? Produced by Blue Magic. You know what I'm saying? Only on Grind Hard Radio. The package, nigga.
Tickle.
Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la AK Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
Everything the way that we like, yeah, we like, we like, oh, we like. Everything the way that we like, we like, we like, we like. I got my shot, I took it. I got my shot, I took it. Got my shot, I took it, yeah, yeah. Shot, I took it. Shoot your shot, shoot your shot.
This is Architect.
Oh, yeah, eating with my partners. Get no fuck about what y'all niggas say. Eating with my partners. Get no fuck about what y'all niggas say. Spread that potato with my partners. Watch the level telling money. Told us that we couldn't do it. We just let y'all niggas lay. Ooh, this shit get easy when the money rides.
Money rides.
Get the money, spend the money, make that money. Buy.
Yeah.
I'm good on the block. Ask about me in the hood.
I'm good on the block.
I got my shot, I took it. Respect, they give me plenty. A good investment, ask oblique. I'm worth every penny. A diamond out the rough, rose out the concrete. I'm something like Derrick Rose if he ain't hurt his knee. Or maybe Brandon Roy. Okay, I'm D-Wade. Coming down Euro, stepping in the first pair of J's. Gonna give me the crown, or just give me the lane. I got my rings on my bullshit, now I'm back getting paid. Pass me the rock for the shot, if I'm open, I take it.
Shoot your shot, as long as you make it.
I'll pass the rock, I'll pass the rock,
if you open, then take it.
Shoot your shot,
and as long as you make it.
I got my shot, I took it. Got my shot, I took it. Shoot your shot, shoot your shot. I got my shot, I took
it. I like that shit.
100 bang, grand slam, hotter than the desert sand. Flew from Interlaken in Turkey out to Tokyo, Japan. If I ever see the ops, I can't give they ass a chance to succeed like super villains working on their master plan. With the Strangers, bitch, we set it off. If you think you players, twist my flavors in that cigar, then I'm breathing in the vapes. Shoot my shot, with all I got, cause I hustle for my spot. Build a muscle with the team, I'm throwing money in the pot, bitch.
I got my shot, I took
my shot, I took my shot.
Shoot your shot, as long as you make it.
Being with my partners, get no fuck about what y'all niggas say.
Muscle with the team, I'm throwing money in the pot, bitch.
Woo, trill.
That shit go, I like that.
Mob.
Go get that, the package. You dig?
Yeah.
All right, man. Anybody want to throw anything out there? Not a time to do it. We're going to start off with my motherfucking broski, caught him off your soul. Turn up for a motherfucking check.
Yeah, this your boy, caught him off your soul, aka Bass Ma, the Hood, Loud King.
better known as the God of the Black Universal. I want to thank y'all for coming to another episode with us. You know what I'm saying? Season 40. Shout out to the
Good
Black Larry King Jig Chronicle for making this show
Love
possible.
You.
Shout out to Charles Billinger. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Queens, Ms. Angel 904, and Ms. Chief B Shop. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the mob, Brother Dope Ass Music, E Dub, 228 Stand Up, DJ Sergeant Rockamoto, Block, Razor, KP. You know what I mean? Everybody that's rocking with Grind Hard Radio, peace to the Lord 5%. And we out. Love y'all.
Mob. True.
True. All
right, man. He's doing his thing this season, man. We're going to represent one time for the motherfucking 228 boy himself, my Nizzle. But y'all know him as E-Dizzle, E-Dub. Throw yourself out there, bro. Lay your nigga. Keep grinding.
Man, it's your boy E-Dub, man. Checking in, man. Appreciate everybody that called in, tuned in, and fuck with us, man. We gonna be backing y'all here on Thursday, man. Turn on Thursday,
Epic.
Man. We coming at your head, man. Make sure y'all log in if you're an artist, man. Get on them packages, man. Get your music shit spent and
for
all
real,
that shit, man. Check out the packages, man. Get your interview or something. Yeah, fuck with me on Instagram, EW228Boy. New music on the way. We out this thing, man. Straight like that. Love y'all, man.
Love you too, bro.
True.
That's what's up. Throw myself out there real quick, man. This your boy,
Mob.
Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the Black Larry King, man. Make sure you follow me on social media. That's Instagram and Twitter, at Jit Chronicles. Got to salute the team real quick. Razor, DJ Sergeant Rock, E-Dub, Carter Mafioso. You already know what time it is. Dope. Miss Chief, Miss Angel 904. We holding you down, baby. Love you too, Carter. You know what I'm saying? Young Nah. Your boy King Ski, this is how we running this shit, man. The EP, Charles Bellinger. Real quick, man, shameless plug. I did my little part, you know, my little script for Tweety B cartoon, you know what I'm saying? So that should be dropping any minute now, you know what I'm saying? So salute. I can't wait to see that.
Hey,
man, like I done my
shit too, you know.
You did
saying?
Yours?
So,
yeah,
you know,
I want a whole role on the show, goddammit. I'm doing everything, goddammit. Like you know what I'm saying, man, make sure you check us out Thursday night. You know what I'm saying? We got your boy YSN Slugger. He going to be in the building. Keep it locked to groundhardradio.com. You know how we do right now. We're going to throw it to our resident DJ, DJ Sergeant Rock. Get your plugs out there, broski, then take us out. I love y'all, nigga. True.
Hey, man. Salute to Charles Billinger, man, because he keep the lights on in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He is the invisible man. He is the man that we don't see, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he's working real hard behind the scenes at Grind Hard Radio, and we just want him to know that we appreciate him. You know what I'm saying?
Always.
Salute to Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the Black Larry King, Ronnie Ragless, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we doing it large and in charge for the year 2020. We got this COVID shit going on, but it ain't stopping us. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't stopping shit.
So
love you, bro.
Salute to the boss of all bosses. You know what I'm saying? Jit Chronicles, I love you, man.
I humbly appreciate that. Love you, too.
Hey, one time for Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob, a.k.a. Divine Universal, but I affectionately call him Divine God, Divine in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? And
Divine,
he is a direct representation of that hard time ENT out the motherfucking 803, bro. I
the
love
real.
You, man. You know what I'm saying?
Love
you, too. You know what I'm saying? Much love to Dope Ass Music. You know what I'm saying? He's gone to the head clinic right now. You know what I'm saying? He's gone to the head clinic. So he got to get that head nod on. You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be the running gag this season. The head nod.
He got to get his head chewed off. You know what I'm saying? So salute to Dope Ass Music. Team No Filter in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Much love to the 228 boy, my brother, your brother, E-Dub, better known as E-Dizzle, round this fizzle for shizzle, my nizzle. You know what I'm saying? I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Doing big things
here at Grind Hard Radio and doing big things on the coast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
man.
I wanna salute you for that. You know what I'm saying? And much love to Miss Chief. You know what I'm saying? The B-Shop Queen and the Queen of GA Spar. Much love to Angelica Scurry in this bitch, a.k.a. Miss Angel 904. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Duval stand the fuck up for the Trill Queen of GHR. You know what I'm saying?
Duval stand up.
Young Na on the board. You know what I'm talking about? And it's real over here, you know what I'm saying? Much love to, hey, Half Court Kings in this rag-ass bitch.
Salute
with
King
my brother, Skeet. King Skeet. You know what I'm saying? King Skeet, that bitch. Kano the Pyro,
no rest,
you know what I'm talking about? Hey, in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? We are the epitome of what reality radio should be about, you know what I'm saying? We are Grind Hard Radio. And guess what? We run the matrix around this bitch, you know what I'm saying? So don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? We are on fire. We are live 365, goddammit, you know what I'm saying? Look, check out Live 365, you know what I'm saying? Because we doing it, you know what I'm saying? And oh, yeah, don't forget to stop by Jit's Closet and pick y'all up some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks,
I know y'all tired of looking like bums on the street, you know what I'm saying? Well, you can get funky fresh in the flesh at Jit's Closet, you know what I'm talking about?
That.
For real.
Thank you.
And we out this bitch, you know what I'm saying? DJ Sergeant Rock album coming soon, man. That's all I got to say. We out this bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
We out
Trill.
This thing, man. Deuces. In my Chris Brown voice. We out through.
Can't be disrespecting the gods. 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 Ain't taking no disrespect. I'm labeled the king of the mid. Get love from your hood or your set. In the game so long, I'm a bitch. Don't get involved with the nonsense. Yeah, I stay woke, I'm conscious. South Mecca, the residence. Our lives were manifesting. We go from knowledge to born. Born back to knowledge. 120 is my college. I'm a universal flag with honors. Now my duty's to teach ya. It don't matter long as I reach ya. Cause they tryna defeat ya. And they really don't want me to free ya. They tryna keep all y'all blind. Feeding your poisonous line. Keeping you deaf and dumb. That's the reason you're losing your mind. I stay wise and civilized. Right over left, stand the vanguard. Coming through, we the God tribe. Reppin' the sun and the moon and the star. I be divine, universal. 360 degrees, my circle. Ain't nothing worse than a savage. A snake could turn back and bite ya. The wise man of the east, whose name is Allah. The supreme being, the black man is God. Can't be disrespecting the gods. 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 Nah.
Introducing my DJ,
DJ Bass Mob. King Ski, where you been? I've been around the world, but I'm back again. I've been trapping.
Good Loud Studio.
Kings, King, where you been? I've been around the world, but I'm back again. I've been trafficking, but that's past tense. On my Tina Snow, cash shit. Shamboin' the skeet, mash on the beat. Jimmy Butler flow, I deliver heat. Kids with no regard, disrespect the guard. Look up in the sky, put them next to guard. Bar for bar, track for track. We got old heads, we got Thundercats. We got auto-tune, we got commercial ads. Conscious rap, but no mumble crap. It ain't none of that. We done with that. And if the action caught her, I am back. The fire's back, and I'm firing that. Mummy style, that's a rap. The gods, can't be disrespecting 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 the gods.
Can't be disrespecting the gods. Can't be disrespecting the gods. Can't be disrespecting the gods. Can't be disrespecting the gods. Can't be disrespecting the gods. Can't be disrespecting the gods. Can't be disrespecting the gods. Can't be disrespecting the gods. Nah.
No.
My.
Yeah. Hey man, we out this thing. You know what I'm saying? Grind Hard Radio. We are reality radio. You know what I'm saying? And guess what?
We run the Matrix around this ragless bitch.
Grind Hard Radio, you bastard.
True.
My.